Shikoyach Rav Ganz, Shus, Marosh Shiva, Mashpim, Boruch Shechionu, Vikimonu, Vigionu, Lizman Azeh. To be able to be Messiahim, the Machzer Hashloishim, the 30th Machzer of Limud Rambam, is a very big simcha. On a personal note, I want to take this opportunity before we're Messiahim the Rambam officially to be Makir Toiva for my own personal Limud Rambam. Not all of you know my age, but based on my years, I was a little bit more than a year under Bar Mitzvah when the Rebbe came out in Tovshim Mem Dalad with the Takona of Limud of Rambam. The Pashtus, most children my age, Lav Davke learned Rambam, and if they did, the Pashtus, it was Sefer HaMitzvahs. But Baruch Hashem, Zochisi, that I began learning Rambam, three Prokim Rambam, from the beginning of the Takona. And I want to take this opportunity to be Makir Toiva to my father, Zol Zayin Gesund, who, now that I'm older, I understand the real Mesiris Nefesh that was entailed and involved. He took a little boy, and mit HaPashtus, there was no Chochmes. If the Rebbe came out with a Takona of Limud Rambam, Muzmen Lenen Rambam. In the beginning, it wasn't really clear. I don't know if anyone remembers, if the Seder of Limud Yom Perek Echod in the beginning in the Hakdome will be the same as Gimel Prokim. We understood that Bepashtus it'll be the same. So the first day of the Rambam, we sat down and we learned the Hakdome Sarambam. Then the next day, we learned the Minyan HaMitzvahs and Vechein Holo. By the time we realized that the Limud of Perek Echod LaYoim was a different Seder beginning from the Hakdome, we were stuck. And my father would take me and my brother every single day and learn with us Gimel Prokim Rambam. Sometimes 7 o'clock in the morning, at night, during the day, whenever there was an extra moment, we would sit and learn Rambam. And it's schusay that I had this schus, even at my age, to be able to say, I probably didn't learn every day, I missed from time to time, that I was able to learn already 30 machzorim of Rambam. And I want to just be makir toiva and say yashar koyach. As a bocher in 7 in yeshiva in Ola Teira, I want to just share with you certain hergeshim and feelings that as a bocher gave us extra chayis in Limud Rambam. This is famous. But whenever the Rebbe used to travel, sometimes you could see it on the videos, the Rebbe always or usually was standing or sitting with a Rambam in the car and learning Rambam. And to us Bochrim, it gave us a Meirin Dike Chayis to continue learning Rambam. But just to share with you one small episode or story that I myself witnessed, it was one Sukkis, Cholomayit Sukkis in the morning. The Seder was, on Yontif, it was 8 o'clock, and Chol HaMoed, it was 9 o'clock. The Rebbe would come out to the Sukkot, to bench Lulav and Esrik. And after the Rebbe bench Lulav and Esrik, the Rebbe would open the door, and the Meir Harlik would go in, and he would take the Lulav and Esrik, and he would go stand on for the people to bench the Rebbe's Esrik. What most people didn't know was that a few minutes after, about 10 minutes later, he would leave the Lulav and Esrik with someone else, and he would go into the Rebbe's sukkah to be misader mezoinis for the Rebbe. He would be misader some mezoinis, he would go in, and then he would go out. That was his seder and his chus. So I had a shtick. I used to stand behind the door in 770, the front door, to be able to peek into the sukkah to see the Rebbe when the Meir Harlik would go in. The maskidim used to sometimes, get back from that, what's taste though? But I used to try to make sure to stand. It's one particular sukkah, sukkah's morning. It was raining outside, and I remember he opened the sukkah door, and I saw a tziur that stays with me ad hayom hazeh, and whenever I learn Rambam, it gives me a chayis and a cheshek. The Rebbe was standing in the sukkah with his hat and jacket. The rain was coming down. Sami was standing because it was raining, I imagine. He was standing with his Rambam with both hands like this, and he was standing and shuckling, as Evi Medavish Manessa, like this, shuckling and learning the Rambam. And this tziur, I'm just giving you her geshem al tzabocher, this tziur gave me azah, extra chayis and an extra koch in limud Rambam. And versteht sich, like Rabbi Gantz mentioned, Rabbi Yoel mentioned, dem ozloi evish, concerning learning kol ha-teira kula, also, and maybe even more so, applies to limud Rambam. Ozloi evish, says abusha, if a bocher or anyone, any chassid, doesn't learn epis achelik in the limud Rambam. Towards the end of Sefer Ayad, the Rambam says in Aloche Dalet, Lenisavu achachomim vanevim yemeis ha-moshiach, loy kidei sheyishlitu al kol ha-olam, the chachomim and the nevim, they didn't desire Mashiach to rule over the world, loy kidei sheyirdu ba-goyim, not to control the goyim, v'loi kishdei sheyinasu oisam ma'amim, not that the goyim should lift the Yidden up, v'loi kidei lechel v'lishtes v'nismayach, not even to eat and drink and be happy, elo kidei sheyiyu pnuyim b'teira v'chochmosa, they should be able to be ponui to learn teira and chochma. If we want an elom chotire b'chayecha, or me'ein elom haba of pnuyim b'teira v'chochmosa, I think that really applies to yeshiva bachrim. They're ponui, learning to learn teira and teira b'chachmasa. No daigis aparnosa, no daigis of achilu shtia and simcha. Mamish, there's only time to sit and learn teira. Mamish me'ein elam haba. V'lo yiyah lehem negis mevatel. There should be no one being mevatel. In order to be zeichet to chaye olam haba. The diuk what the Rambam writes, k'deisha yisku l'chaye olam haba, is well known. And the Rambam's shita is that the tachlis aschar is not tchias ha-meisim or neshomes begufim, but rather afterwards there will be a zman of olam haba of neshomes beloi gufim. And that's bepashtos what the Rambam means here, k'deisha yisku l'chaye olam haba. Chassidus brings the Ramban, who argues with the Rambam, and Chassidus paskins with the Ramban. Just to note, everything is bediuk. If you'll take a look in the Nusach HaTfilah of the Rambam on Volitzin, where the Rambam says there, V'nizke, V'nichye, V'nire, V'nire, Shtevo, L'shnei Yemeis HaMashiach, our Nusach is, U'lechaye Ho'ilam Haba. The Rambam's Nusach is bediuk L'shitosei. L'shnei Yemeis HaMashiach, K'dei sheniske l'chaye ho'ilam abo. That in order that we should be zeicha afterwards to chaye ho'ilam abo, l'shitosoi, that the tachlis aschad is not Yemeis HaMashiach, but rather chaye ho'ilam abo. And in the last halacha, the Rambam writes, U'be'isei hazman, l'yishom l'irov v'loy milchoma. There will not be any hunger and no milchoma. There will be no jealousy nor competition. And as the Rebbe explained once in Asiche, that Bepashtus, Kine Vetachrus refers to Gashmi Izdike Kine and Gashmi Izdike Tachrus. However, Kine Vetachrus in Teira, Kine Soifrim Tarbe Chochma, Adirabe, Luchioire, there will be the ultimate of Kine in Kedusha in Teira and Chochma. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, the pshat in the Rambam is, there'll be no kino v'tachros afilo in Torah. The Rebbe brings a gemara that says, the Talmid HaChomim will be man'imim ze'ezeh, adarabe. They will assist each other in Torah and in Chochma. Mit einer zum zweiten farginem, mit dem ganzen Herzen, in chidushe Torah. There will be no kino v'tachros. Sha'atevo tiyem mushpas harbe, v'chol amadanim mitzuyim ke'ofor, because the Torah will, the teva, good, will be much, and all the madanim will be mitzuyim ki'ofar, and the Rebbe always mentioned kimat every time the pshat, madanim mitzuyim ki'ofar, doesn't only mean that there will be a lot, and it will be a lot like ki'ofar, like the dust of the earth, but rather they will be nechshav ki'ofar, we won't even be interested in the madanim. V'lo ye'eser kol o'ilom, elo l'dasas Hashem bilvad, and the esek of the whole world will be only l'dasas Hashem. Therefore, there will be Yidden will be chachomim gdolim and they will know dvarim stumim, hastumim, hidden things. V'yasigu das boirom kifikoyach ha'odom. They will have a hasoga in the Eibishtin's das of what's able for a person to be able to be masik. Shenema, like it says, ki molor etz deyes Hashem kamayim layom mechasim. Nishlumu hilchus melochim v'achibre kuloi. Baruch Shomar v'hoya oylom befrotayu bechloloi. I believe the Rebbe finished with that loshen in Tovshin Memtes when the Rebbe was Messiah the Rambam in that Sikhe in the Rebbe's house. I think I was there, I'm not sure. The Rebbe once in a Sikhe, many Sikhes discussed the last halacha of the Rambam. Just to repeat one nekuda, one vort that the Rebbe said on this last halacha in the Rambam. Rebbe asked Akasha. First of all, the Shaila the Rebbe asked in many different sikhas, many times, in Tavshin Memtes, a few times, it's mitzayim to it. Why does the Rambam mitzayim the Sefer with Kamayim Layom Mechasim with the Nilchas Tshuva? He also brings the same Teichen and he finishes off with Kimol Oras Deis Hashem. In addition, the Rambam writes, L'fichoch yu Yisrael Chachomim G'doylim V'yoydim Dvorim Hastumim. What does dvorim hastumim mean? Hidden things. Yasigu das boiron is yediyas Hashem. Dvorim hastumim bepashtus, if you read the words taken out of context, doesn't necessarily refer to hasaga and yediyas Hashem. What is dvorim stumim? We can imagine. There are many hidden things in the world that we don't know. Many things that the scientists are still breaking their head to try to figure out. Many chokhmes that not everyone knows. Even these dvarim stumim, the yidden will be chachomim gdolim and they'll know these dvarim stumim. In addition to knowing dvarim stumim, will also be have yasik das boidom, will know asoga and yediyah likus, yediyah salakus, however, bepashtus, if the Rambam says lo yeh eser kol oilom elo lo dasis Hashem bilvat, if the Yidden will only be involved in yediyas Hashem, why would it be necessary for the Yidden to know dvarim hastumim? Why do we have to know stam hidden things that are lechoyre not connected directly with yediyas Hashem? It's very nice to know dvarim stumim. It's nice to know all the hidden secrets of the world. It would be nice to know them now. But b'shas b'oisei hazman, when Mashiach comes, l'maynaf kimine for asogas olakuz. If lo yeisa kol oylem el ladas es Hashem bilvat. Muzman Zogin says the Rebbe, that to know dvarim hastumim, the hidden secrets of the world, is also connected to Yediyas Hashem. Is also connected to Asagas Hashem. L'chayre, what's the Shaychus? And the beard is based on the Haschol in the beginning of the Rambam. In Hilchis Yisoydei HaTorah, the Rambam is Mayrich Barichis in the first four Parakim. Maise Bereshis, Maise Merkava first, and then Maise Bereshis. By the way, that the first four parakim are not the real kavayochel halachis of the Rambam. The real halachis of the Rambam kavayochel begin in Perek Hey, where the Rambam begins the mitzvahs and the halachis, in addition to just the first mitzvah of Anoichi and Layilacha. Chas v'sholem. The first parakim are part of Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah. Yisoidei HaYisoidei V'amud HaChochmes. All the prokim in the Rambam about Maise Merkove, Maise Breishis are all a chelik of the Yisoides of Torah Mamash. The Chiyoyre, the Rambam is the Chasefer Halochis Halochis. Why is it so important for the Rambam to be Mayrich in Maise Breishis in a Sefer Halochis? Now it's true that the Rambam says, Hey, Yoyis, there's a mitzvah of Aves Hashem, there's a mitzvah of Yiris Hashem. The Rambam explains to us that through Yediyah and Maisa Merkava and Maisa Breishis, that brings us to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And it can go sign that it's a chelik of the hisboinenus of Avas Hashem, Yidus Hashem. Nevertheless, the Rambam doesn't bechlal give us the details of a hisboinenus. He should tell us, you have to go ahead, learn Maisa Breishis, learn Maisa Merkava, find yourself svarim, find yourself teachers. That is a chiyuv in order to come to Avas Hashem, Yidus Hashem. Why does the Rambam ma'irich so much in telling us these pratim of how to come to Avas Hashem, Yidus Hashem? And the Rebbe's mechadish here that the idea of Maisa Breishis and Maisa Merkava is not just a hisbeinenus to bring us to Avas Hashem, Yidus Hashem, but it's a chelek of mitzvahs yediyas Hashem. Part of yodaito and da'as olikei ovicha. Part of the yediyah of the Rav Hashem, of the mitzvahs of the Eibishter and the hashpoes of the Eibishter v'chulu, is chelek of them is ma'ase breishis and ma'ase merkava. Because through ma'ase breishis, through knowing the secrets of the Briyas Ha'olam, that itself is ra'is on the Eibishter. That helps us in Yediyas Hashem. As much as Maisa Merkava about the Malochim and Ruchnis Dikinyonim help us in Yediyas Hashem, Maisa Breishis also is a chelek of Yediyas Hashem. And the Rambam himself is koilal all the four prokim in one inyan in the end of the Perek Dalet, which tells us that all four prakim are one inyan, in addition to Ava and Yirid, also part of Yediyas Hashem. Which the Rebbe always told us, and writes in the Briv and in the Sichis, if you'll see, that all the kvayochol hidden in Yonim of the Briyas Ha'olam, whether it's certain scientific discoveries, etc., the Rebbe always used them, not only as a hero in Avodas Hashem, but he also used them as a rayan metzias Hashem, kipshutoi, that they themselves prove the existence of the Eibishter. And that's what the Rambam is telling us. It's also meduyik when the Rambam tells us that what I'm explaining here is only a drop of the arichasin that could be learned in Maisa Merkava and Maisa Breishis. So the Rebbe explains the chiluk in the Lashonis in different places. One time the Rebbe said the chiluk is like this. Concerning Maisa Breishis, the Rambam writes, it's only kemar midli. It's like a drop in the bucket. Maisa Merkava, the Rambam uses, it's kitipa min hayam. Why's the chiluk? Chiluk is because as much as Maisa Breishis, we can understand the Eibishter, but that havona and yesoge and yediyah is mugbul. Because we're having a hisboinenus in something that's a gashmi. A chibur of a goylem betzura, as the Rambam calls it. Masha'enken, when we're dealing with Maisa Merkava is a soge in a lekus. A lekus is bli gvul. To have a emesa, a soge in bli gvul, is not impossible. B'meila, the Rambam uses the Lashon Kimar Midli because by Maisa Bereshis, a Dli is a bucket. It doesn't represent Bligvul. So the Inyonim that I'm teaching you says the Rambam is Takya a drop, but it's a drop in a Dli, a drop in the bucket. Mashenki Maisa Merkava, it's Takya a Tipa. I'm teaching you only a Tipa, one drop, but it's a Tipa from the Yam. What's Yam? Famous Dina Mesichti Yevomis, and in Simen Yud Zayin, in Evan Ezer, in Hilchis Ishis, concerning Agunis, that if Rachmona Litzlan, a person was Nevad, in Mayim She'ein Lohem Soif, the Yam represents Mayim She'ein Lohem Soif, so then the halach is different. If a person was Rachmona Litzlan Nevad, he was lost in Mayim She'yesh Lohem Soif, which is also known as a Brecha. The chiluk is an halacha that if a person was never in a brecha ma'im sheyesh lo himself, then you can assume that if you waited this man at sheteitzei nafshoi, that Rachmana Litzlan is not here anymore. Mashenkin in ma'im she'ein lo himself, heyois it's ein lo himself, it's kviyochol bligvul, It's possible that the person was oile in a different area. Nevertheless, the halach is under certain circumstances, and this is loy teitzei. The says the yam represents bleak wool, even though bepoil mamish yecholim l'shaya kamotip and yash bayam. A besof kosof teira calls it ma'im she'ein lohem soif. The says tipa min hayam. The Rambam is telling you that the hasogya of tipa min hayam is a yam of bleak wool of ma'im she'ein lohem soif. In a different place, the Rebbe also asks a shaila. Mar also represents still connected. See, he feels down. For those who are learning it today, by adli, where it's gvul, it should have said the lashon tipa min adli, because there's an erech, there's a shaychus between the tipa and the adli. Mashenke by the yam, there should be lechoyre merirus. Why should it be merirus by the yam? Could you imagine your one tipa of the ganze yam? Ver bistu, you're nothing. So adirabe, why is the lashon there tipa? Rebbe's masbir that zu sein a tipe vom bleakwool, to be a chelek of bleakwool in the tipe drikt sich heus is also expressed the bleakwool. There's a shaychis and an erech between ein tipe with the yam with the bleakwool more than there is from the mar to the dli. Because ein tipe vom bleakwool drikt sich in the tipe euchetoi is bleakwool. Rebbe says, if Maisa Merkove and Maisa Breishis are both connected to Yediyah Selikus, to Asoga Selikus, now the Siyum Rambam notes Tchiloson B'Soifon V'Soifon B'Tchiloson makes a lot of sense. That when the Rambam says V'Yoidim Dvorim Hastumim, what the Rambam is referring to is Take Maisa Breishis. The Rambam is referring to Take knowing the secrets of the world. That's what Dvorim Astumim is. The Yoidim Dvorim Astumim. We can actually have a Hasog in Dvorim Astumim. Because it's a Hasog in Gashmir. Those Yediyis are Negeya to Lodas Es Hashem Bilvad. Because the Yediyan Maise Breishis is a Chelik of Emunah Selikus and Yediyah Selikus. And that's what we're going to be learning be'oisei hazman. V'yasigu das boirom. V'yasigu das boirom. That represents already Maisa Merkava. That's already das boire. Das of the Eibishter. Das of the boire oilom, which is Maisa Merkava. Since that's a Yediyan bleakvul, so that's why the Rambam is Moisef over here, kifikoyach ha'odom. Because the Yediyah, as it says in Chassidus and in Kabbalah, is only Yediyas Ashlila. It'll be the Tachlis Yediyas Ashlila, because we're going to be Chachomim Gedolim Unevoinim, but it's still only Kifikei Echad. But now that we know that Yasigu Das Boiram refers to the Yediyah of Bligvul, refers to Maisa Merkava, that's why the Rambam is Moisiv here in Ochas Melochim Kamayim Layom Mechasim. Because Kamayim Layom Mechasim represents Bleakvul. Like the Yam, the Mayim is Mechasa, the Yam, and a Oifen from Bleakvul, because it's Kitipo Min Hayam. So the Rambam is finishing and telling us that the Iker Yediyah Vahasoge Bizman HaMashiach Ba'isa Yasman will be a Yediyah in Bleakvul. I want to conclude that this Vort, that tipa min hayam, even though it's one drop from the ganze yam, shaloi be'erech the tipa. Nevertheless, it's meloshin tipa. Nevertheless, in them tipa is expressed the fact that it's bleakvul, it's a chelek of the bleakvul. L'chayre should also help us in our iskashrus, and particularly in Limud HaRambam. Because sometimes we feel the Rebbe said to learn Rambam. There are hopefully hundreds of thousands and tens of thousands of Yidden who are learning Rambam. Does it really matter? Does it, my Rambam really matter today? And if I won't learn Rambam today, that's all I am. I'm one person. Is the teretzis, if you're a tipa min hayam, is the yam drik tzichois in the tipa? The tipa expresses the ganze yam. The bleak vul of everyone learning Rambam is expressed in the tipa in every single individual person. Benoisef, mi ani, the Rebbe taki said to learn Rambam. The Rebbe is Yudea Kolotera Kula. The Rebbe is doch Blikvul. Wer bin ich zu lernen Rambam? Teitsch der Rebbe Ketipa Min Hayam. Der Blikvul from the Misaken Atakone, der Yam, drückt sich ois euchet in dem Tipa. In the drop. We're talking a drop. Nothing more. Aber der Tipa drückt ois dem Blikvul and gives us the ultimate Iskashus zum Rebbe. And we hear Otsin. The bischus from Messiah, the chelik, the siyum machzer ashloishim, the limud Rambam. It should give us a chayis and a chizuk to be able, for those who didn't start for whatever reason to start, and for those who are learning to fashteitzach continue, b'yeser says, u'b'yeser oz, until it will be takil mola oretz deyes Hashem kamayim layom chasim.